Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Beth Habhacker.
Good morning.
It's good to have Beth with us. I already got the singing vocals all ready to go. That means we're ready for the weekend. We're ready to get you for the weekend. Get you ready for the weekend, that is. We got plenty of good stuff coming up. We want to catch up with Mother Nature, find out what our friend Brittany's got for us this morning. Brittany, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
We're doing good, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate you being able to make the time for us in the mornings, especially getting our listeners ready for a weekend like we've got coming up, because a lot of people probably put their shorts away and everything already. You might have to get them back
get
out,
them back
Brittany.
Out.
Bust the shorts back out. Heck, maybe even the tank tops by Sunday.
Yes,
go.
Yes.
We have got a warm, warm weekend ahead of us and a beautiful, sunny one, too. I don't really have much to tell you besides the fact that we're going to hit the low 50s today. It's going to be breezy, and it's going to stay breezy through tomorrow, too. So this is going to bring in, of course, that higher fire danger. So no bonfires this weekend,
yeah.
No smoking outside. Don't throw that cigarette butt into the grass because you're going to start a grass fire.
Yeah.
I'm thinking no butts is always a good rule of thumb.
It's something I have to live by. I have to. I don't have a choice because I don't have one. Oh, wait. No, we're talking about something. Sorry, Brittany.
Else.
We were talking about something completely else. I apologize. Keep doing your job. I'm sorry.
You're hysterical. Yes. It's just going to be amazing out there. That's the only issue that we have. I mean, 70 degrees by Sunday. 70.
So who ordered in Florida?
Yeah, really. Especially you're so right about this, Beth. Actually, I was talking to some of my friends down there, and they're talking about, yeah, it's crazy around here. It starts at 50, and by the afternoon, it's 70. Like, what? and they're like literally, they're really upset about it and everything. It's crazy. We're enjoying this here. We're enjoying what we can of it. And I encourage people to get outside as much as they can this weekend. Take advantage of these. Find the silver linings in this weather.
So Brittany,
absolutely, because by Sunday night and into Monday, we've got some rain rolling in, so we've got to bust the umbrellas out as well.
And isn't there still the possibility of snow on the horizon?
There is. Monday night, it could flip over to a little bit of snowfall if our temperatures drop low enough, and then we've got another system next weekend that wants to strike that's a little bit more vicious.
Okay, good to know, and good to keep an eye out for. So, you might want to get the shorts out, but keep the box handy.
Yeah.
Keep the box handy. You might have to put them away.
There you go.
Brittany, we appreciate
you
so much. Have a great weekend. We will catch up with you real soon, okay? We're sending good vibes your way. You enjoy the weekend, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Have a good one, Britt. She's the best.
She
Brittany
is.
Joins us every morning.
She handles the station very well.
Oh, yeah. She rolls with it. I don't think there's a curveball I can throw her. I really don't. She's pretty darn good. Now, we have a great forecast now set up so we can get into our day. Got good stuff coming up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. We've also got some other interesting stuff to dive into. Want to touch on Americans. How much time can we sit through a meeting without zoning out? How well do people, young adults in particular, understand the tax filing process?
Ooh,
want to get into that?
That's
too.
A good one.
Yeah. We've also got this wrinkle effect that there's a new gene. It's called the wrinkle effect. We got to talk about
because I. Not about time.
Yeah, it's not. No, although good one. Nicely done. A little bit of entertainment news for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. We'll kick things off with letting you know what's new in your small screen, new on your big screen, and new on your theater stage.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk about all of that. I want to talk with Beth a little bit. They had their preview night last night, which to me is kind of opening night for the Glass Menagerie. I'd like to hear how that went and talk with you a little bit about that. Looking forward to it. Yeah. We also got to get some local good stories of the day, some that ain't right stories, and of course, not only do we have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club this hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Yay!
We got a great one lined up today, and I dare the audience to not sing along with the theme song today. It's going to be tough. You're going to have a hard time doing that.
Excellent.
Want to get into a little bit of scheduling real quick here, because we got some fun stuff going on this weekend. We will talk more about our weekend lineup in just a little bit, but sports-wise, just if you did not hear, our Lady Royals continue on, the rolling on.
Yay!
Assumption 54, Lourdes Academy 44. Good game. Nice job by Lourdes. Nothing to keep their heads down about. The Lady Royals will continue. The other game on this other side, Albany defeated Shelby. So it's they will be taking on, the Royals will be taking on Albany Monticello this Saturday. Okay. This Saturday, that game will be on WIRI at 6:50. Our pregame will kick off for that.
All right.
Randy, Michael, and Don going to run that one. Big shout out to Randy and Michael. Do an amazing job. We've talked about them for years. Randy's my favorite broadcaster, period.
Yeah.
I really like his work a lot, what he does.
He does a great job.
Michael's awesome, and we appreciate him working with his schedule. He's got a busy schedule, him being able to do this and be on the air with us and everything. Don hasn't really been around much in a while. He's kind of, I don't want to say he's retired from this, because you never really retire from radio.
He just took a step back.
Yeah. Yeah, and so for him to be able to fill in for us, I really, really appreciate that.
And personally, thank you, Don, so that I could have Seth at the theater with me on Saturday. I do really appreciate that.
Yeah. It goes. you're helping out a lot more than just us here at the station here, so we appreciate you doing that, Don. And Don will be covering the board for that game on Saturday. Be sure to be here, be on WIRI at 6:50. We'll have that for you right over there. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And we're going to follow the Royals as they continue on through the playoffs here all the way through states, I think. Looking forward to that. And also, I thought this was kind of interesting, Beth. I wanted to, so road signs. We don't see them as like as often as we might think. And in some bigger areas, bigger cities, you see them a lot more. But those electronic road signs, you don't really see a lot of those here in Wisconsin, except for maybe closer to bigger cities. Every once in a while over a viaduct or something, over a bridge in cities, you'll have a cool sign or a sign up and it has something funny on it or something like that. Usually some pun on buckling your seatbelt or watching your speed limit or something like that. So we're kind of used to these things, and just you glance at them and you keep going because you are driving a, you know, 1,000-pound, over 100,000-pound vehicle and everything.
You know? That's when you count on your passenger.
Yes, yes, and they usually give you the line or whatever.
Exactly.
Well, then this one might have made all of us stop. This one might have made all of us take a note and maybe notice. The owner of an electric road sign in Washington said a message warning drivers about angry raccoons ahead.
Okay.
Was the work of pranksters.
Okay.
The sign at the side of Spokane's Northwest Boulevard near Auburn Park displayed the perplexing message during the Wednesday morning commute. The city public works department officials said that they had no information on the sign or any angry raccoons in the area.
Maybe that's what they were angry about. They weren't there.
That's it. Mike Beggs, co-owner of Spokane Traffic Control, which was contracted by Public Works to provide the sign for construction projects, said the sign was hacked by unknown pranksters. Quote, "That's the first time that's happened that I can remember," he told the newspaper. Somebody had to know what they're doing. Beggs said he was relieved the message wasn't something inoffensively humorous or something like that. If you're going to do the joke, at least they were smart enough to do it where, you know, you're not using a bunch of swear words or anything like that or anything.
Not offensive in that way, but still, I mean, couldn't they get a little bit more creative than angry raccoons?
It does feel, yes, thank you, Beth, because I feel like I want to make this a That Ain't Right story. As much as I will admit, I am a bit of a prankster, I am a bit of a rebellious spirit, and there is a small part of me that laughs at this just because nobody was hurt, there was no offensive language and all that. I also picture myself in the vehicle, like, I'm thinking in the morning, when I'm just kind of still getting registered, still waking up, still getting going and everything. And I drive past this sign, like, wait, what? should I be keep going forward?
Exactly.
I feel like I should be going the other way. I'm not afraid of much in life, but I also don't go, you know, I don't feel like I need to, like, there's certain things in life I don't need to experience. I'm pretty good. I'm all right. Angry raccoons, don't need to run into that.
You know, I feel like I'm good. They should have pivoted that.
Yeah.
Raccoon party ahead. Oh, wouldn't you really have your eyes open for that?
Yes.
They
definitely
could have been helpful getting people out of their cell phones.
You're not going to accidentally run into a raccoon party. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to keep your eyes open for that. I also love the idea of the raccoon community getting bent out of shape about this.
And they're like, wait, how dare you use us?
What? We've been nothing but good to you people. We've been great around
here. We thought our masks were covering us.
I will.
We thought we were going to get away with this.
How did you even know it was us? To be fair, that is a really good point, and we don't talk about this nearly enough. Mm-hmm. I have every once in a while been on the other side of things, and I had to do a lineup once of raccoons. And
oh no!
I know this is offensive. I couldn't tell a difference. I could not. They didn't take the masks off, so I couldn't tell.
Come on.
I like the idea too of because there's the person too that is really like going to go forward to this. Mm-hmm. And be a little more interested by it. I like that. Yeah. That's that part of this too. I don't know. It's a funny story.
Yeah.
Funny story. You can read about more at upi.com. Upi.com. I wanted to also let people know that we're going to have some fun things lined up today. But one of the things we will not have lined up for you is a message in a bottle.
Aww.
I've been trying to do it. I've been trying to get one. Have you ever wanted to like come across one of these? Do you think it'd be? It seems like it'd be really cool. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care where it comes from. I just think it'd be really fun to come across. Well, a restoration project at a Jersey castle led to a surprising discovery inside a fireplace.
Okay.
First time, I'd never seen one of those before, where you usually get the bottle out of the water or mm-hmm. something in an ocean or anything. Well, the fireplace had a James Bond message in a bottle dating from 1966.
What?
Jersey Heritage said in a social media post that workers doing restoration work on the first floor of the officers' quarters at Elizabeth Castle unblocked a fireplace and found a hidden message in a bottle.
Okay.
The note dated February 26th, 1966, and it reads, 007, James Bond, 26th February, 1966, P.S., secret agent, don't tell anybody. The reverse side of the note reads, E.A. Plamfid, a possible reference to Jersey artist Edmund Plamfid, who passed away in 1966.
Okay.
The note was written almost exactly 2 months after the release of Thunderball, a James Bond film starring Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle also contained pages 15 through 18 of February 23rd, 1966 edition of the Weekly Revel newspaper. So it's starting to sound like a time capsule almost.
Yeah.
Quote, we need your help to shed light on this mysterious note, Jersey Heritage wrote in the post. The group asked anyone with information about the message in a bottle to get in touch.
Okay.
I can answer this for them.
All right.
Look, it is not easy being a secret agent. All right. And as somebody who has trained to play the role of James Bond mm-hmm. my whole life, and by that I mean I was 7 years old running around chasing my papa around, trying to get him to be like Dr. No or one of the villains, and he never wanted to do it or anything.
He didn't have the cat.
Yeah. So he always looked at me like, I'm not going to do this. Like, my papa was great. He would roll with anything. But this was one thing he was like, no, let's just watch the
one
movies.
One step too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, it seemed like it. But as somebody who was trained for this, you want to, look, you get to go through all this spy training, all these different things that you do, and you get to the end of it, and you can't tell anybody. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's not easy. I mean, I know it's part of the job, and we all understand that and everything, but it's not easy. So you leave a little note, and maybe somebody accidentally comes across it, you get it out of your system.
There you go.
I'm reaching. I don't know where this... that's the best idea I could come up with. I don't know. I don't know where this...
You would think when they put it in a fireplace, they'd remember where to go to get it. You know, when you throw it into the river or into the ocean, you're not going to be able to retrieve it yourself. It's going to go someplace else. But if you put it someplace stationary...
Yeah. I love the idea of, all right, honey, I got the message in a bottle written. I'm just going to put it by the fireplace. Don't let me forget it. I got to get it in the ocean. All right? Don't let me forget.
Nobody remembers.
Nobody remembers. We remembered the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary mm-hmm. Club. It is coming up right in minutes for you. Stick around. Good stuff on the way on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, not only because we get to hear Beth sing, but also because we get to celebrate all of you, our Yay! Great friends and family out there. And we appreciate you so much getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Big shout out to El Cafe sponsoring yes. this segment, giving us the opportunity to do this. We really, really, really appreciate that out of them. Visit our friends at El Cafe. They're open right now. They got some great breakfast specials going on. Crepe combo, two Ooh. Crepes, two eggs, sausage or bacon. Mmm.
Yum.
Lunch special today, spaghetti and meatballs, some garlic toast to go along with that.
There
Good stuff
go.
Going on at El Cafe. Go
Good.
And check
Let
that up.
Meal.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I think that's tomorrow. Yesterday's. I apologize. That was yesterday's. I got ahead of myself. I got all excited to talk about the crepe combo and everything. Good stuff going on over there. Go check them out at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And keep getting those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up and join the conversation. Mm-hmm. 424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, just a touch away.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet or savory crepes?
I like both.
Yeah?
I do like both. I think savory. I think I got to choose. I think. How about you?
I tend towards the sweet.
Yeah? Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I want a sweet one. Not yet.
With strawberries and Nutella.
All right. We're going right now. You guys got this, right? You can take care of it.
Go ahead.
I'll leave you the sheets. You guys go ahead and take care of this. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries because we grab qualifiers every day. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the following month, we're able to announce winners for our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club.
Awesome.
Those winners or winner wins a $20 gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe. Go and use them as you like.
Right.
And of course, last month we had the extra day with Leap Day and everything. Did we have 29 qualifiers? We had exactly 29.
I'm here on the first of the month.
Oh yeah, and you get to pick it, Beth. Yes, I don't think you've ever got to do this. Yeah, it's pretty fun. So Beth, I need you to do some serious thinking, hard work here. Give me a 1 through 29.
Oh gosh, this is hard because both of my boys were born in February, so I can't choose one of theirs because of the other one. How about I do the 15th because that was my sister's and brother-in-law's anniversary.
I'm sorry. That actually got me. So Beth picked the 15th, and on the 15th, our qualifier was Diane Blanchard.
Oh, yay!
That's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations. For a long-time listeners, you may recognize that name. Diane makes us cookies and brings them down all the time and everything. And she is always making sweets for us. How sweet is this?
Exactly.
She gets the win.
We get to return the favor.
That is awesome. And there is no way.
I did not look at the sheet.
Couldn't see it.
I did not know.
No way you could see it. That couldn't have worked out better. That is amazing. That's awesome. And she deserves it. Diane's an amazing person. We appreciate her. Appreciate what she does for our station here. And she's been for years and years and years doing this.
Yeah.
And not only as sweet of a baker she is just as sweet of a person.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Diane. Appreciate everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thanks so much. Keep them coming.
Yep.
We love celebrating with you. Again, Diane Blanchard is our qualifier.
Congratulations.
Is our winner. Is a winner from the month of February. Congrats, Diane. You and yourself two $20 gift certificates for El Cafe.
Excellent.
That is pretty cool. That is awesome. So now we got to pick some winners or some qualifiers for March. Get that all set up and ready to go. Maybe they win this time next month. Maybe they're winning those $20 gift certificates. So Beth, I need a 1 through 3 from you. All right. 2. All right. That gives us that one. And another 1 through 3.
3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And we already got an automatic qualifier on Sunday. We just got the one. So we can go ahead and get right into the celebrating. First up, I want to wish happy birthday to Jennifer Reiner.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Enjoy your day, Jen. Hope it's a good one. We wish happy birthday to Ron Stowell.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, sir. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier celebrating her 6th birthday. That's awesome.
Yay.
Hadley Rainey.
Happy birthday, Hadley. You enjoy it.
I hope it's a great day for you, Hadley.
Celebrate
enjoy.
All weekend.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good birthday party, I bet.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great one. Sixth grade.
Yeah.
At 6 years old, that's a great birthday party.
And to boot, you didn't have school today.
Yes.
If you're in the Wisconsin Rapids
right,
area,
that's right, yeah.
You get the day off.
Oh, very cool. Congratulations, Hadley. You're our qualifier. And a happy birthday to you. And looking at Saturday, we want to wish a happy birthday to Sarah Bouvier.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Sarah's awesome. Wishing you a good birthday, Sarah. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
We also wish a happy birthday to Donna Virginsky.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Have a wonderful day, Donna. Hope it's a good one for you. Love that name, Donna.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name.
Oh, Donna.
Pops in your head. Pops in your head. And our qualifier for Saturday used to come by at the beginning of every month, giving us our monthly veterans updates, Bill Heck.
Happy Happy birthday, Bill.
Congratulations, Bill. You're a qualifier. God went to a very deserving person.
Yes.
Appreciate Bill and everything not only he has done for our country, but for our community. Coming on the air with us all the time, keeping us up to date on veterans updates. Mm-hmm. We really appreciated all the work Bill did. And certainly appreciate Tom and what he is doing now as he has taken on up the mantle, kind of taking the baton from Bill. Tom will be with us on Monday next week.
Good.
We'll get our monthly veterans update on Monday with Tom. Looking forward to that. And a big shout out and happy birthday again to our old friend Bill Heck.
Excellent. Happy birthday, Bill.
And on Sunday, we have two people to celebrate, but one that can qualify. First up, happy 17th anniversary to Steve and Betsy Fache of Shiocton, Pam's nephew and wife.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, wishing them a great one. Have a great anniversary, you two, Steve and Betsy. We wish you a happy 17th.
Yeah.
And our qualifier for Sunday, good friend to us and our community, Amy Aldi.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Amy, you deserve it. We appreciate you. Have a great day. Enjoy. And again, happy qualifying.
Yeah.
You qualified.
Yay.
All right. Very cool. So let's go ahead and take a quick glance at our celebrity list here, Beth. Right at the top, celebrating his 30th birthday, Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, 30 years old for Justin Bieber.
Huh. I don't know if I think that's too old or too young.
It's hard to tell. I had the same exact thought. Yeah. It's just like, oh, okay.
So if it's his age, good.
Yeah. We also want to get to a couple of other names, but we got a call coming in real quick. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. What's on your mind? Good morning. Oh, feel free to call back. 424-2600. Feel free to call right back. Let's keep on moving. Kesha is 37 today as well.
Okay.
Lupita Nyong'o is 41. Nakia in Black Panther.
Yes.
Maz in the Star Wars movies. She won an Oscar for playing Patsy in 12 Years a Slave.
Yes.
One of the hardest movies to watch I've ever watched, but I'm so glad I watched it. Michael Fassbender is incredible in that movie, but her performance steals the show.
Mm-hmm.
Her performance is... Chadwick's performance is noteworthy because mm-hmm. everything he did was noteworthy.
Right.
That man didn't do a bad scene.
No.
But this was really the first time we saw Lupita. And and for those that she's in my top 10 mm-hmm. of actresses that I enjoy. It has been ever since 12 Years a Slave.
And the physicality that she had to put into those roles.
God.
Oh my goodness.
I can't imagine. Yeah. She is good. And I feel like she won an Oscar so young that the work she does from here out, it's really playing with house money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get that Oscar, even an Oscar nod is something, but to have an Oscar win early in your career, it's kind of like I was talking about this the other day. When you look at Daniel Radcliffe or
right.
some actors, you get this big iconic role. And if you could break through the typecasting of that, well, then you're playing with house money after
right.
that. You've got your career established.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your legacy is set.
Mm-hmm.
You just go ahead and do some work you enjoy doing and having fun and enjoying this craft and
right.
everything and working at it.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to see when that kind of gets off of an actor's shoulders. You
yeah.
can see it with her. The thing I appreciate, though, because I've also seen some actors like Cuba Gooding Jr. and some others who win an award and they seem to like pull back or mm-hmm. kind of phone it in or whatever. I admire the actors that only makes them hungrier.
Right. And then that would be my fear is that somebody that gets an Oscar so early either feels too much pressure, like, oh, mm-hmm. now I have to have everything at this quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they just throw it all away and just say, okay, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, I can't wait to see even more of what she does.
Mm-hmm.
The great Jensen Ackles is 46. Dean Winchester on Supernatural. He was on The Boys.
Okay, yeah.
A huge fan. Big fan of Jensen Ackles. Really like his work. And
he's
a very good actor.
Was he in Gilmore Girls, too?
Or
was that the other one?
Oh, I think it was the other one.
Okay.
I think it was the other one that was. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he's a good actor. And now that he's kind of not tied up with the Supernatural show, he's getting to do more projects and more work.
Good.
So I think we're going to see more of him.
Excellent.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is 50. Is 50.
Zach
is 50.
50.
Wow.
I feel you, brother.
Yeah. Zach, of course, on Saved by the Bell, Detective Clark on NYPD mm-hmm. Blue, and Peter on Franklin and Bash. Not a bad career at all for
no.
him. Not a bad career at all.
No.
So many times you get a big break like that early on, child actor, teenage actor, you kind of go away. He's kept on working pretty much.
He, I think, really struggled to get out of that typecasting.
Oh, yeah.
Once, especially our generation, saw him mm-hmm. in Saved by the Bell, that's where we wanted him to be and the type of characters we wanted him to play. So for him to go on NYPD Blue, and didn't he show his butt in a scene or something like that?
I think it was all like the actors
a huge
did.
Controversy.
I'm pretty sure like all the actors on that show had to at like one point or another. They all did.
but it helped him break it.
Yes, it did.
It really did. So they was able to find some other good, and he's a good actor.
Yeah, yeah. No, he is. He is. He's definitely good. Javier Bardem is 55. Amazing actor. Played Desi in Being the Ricardos, Stingler in Dune. He was the amazing, one of the greatest, best Bond villains ever in Skyfall. Easily top 10. And that's saying something, I think. King Triton, The Little Mermaid remake.
Yeah.
Great actor. Great actor. Zack Snyder is 58. Wonderful director. Justice League director. He's also done Man of Steel, Watchmen, 300. He was the director of 300, Dawn of the Dead. A lot of good flicks from him. One of those guys I feel like would be really fun to work for. Let's see. Tim Daly is 68.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Most people know him from Wings, of course. Some might not know, for years, Tim Daly has done the voice of Superman in the animated movies.
Excellent.
He's really gotten a lot of work that
way.
He does a really good job of it, too. He's very good.
He's funny.
Opie is 70.
No!
Yes, Ron Howard is 70.
Dang little Opican here.
It's just getting older and older here. Opie, of course, from the Andy Griffith Show, Richie Cunningham on Happy Days, and the director of just a couple of films you might have heard of.
Just a few.
Grand Theft Auto in 1977. Since then, he's directed Splash, Cocoon, Willow, Parenthood, Backdraft, Apollo 13, Ransom, Beautiful Mind, The Da Vinci Code, Solo, A Star Wars Story. I can keep going. What a life.
And if you asked him, his probably best success is his children. And his daughter has followed in his footsteps, acting, directing, phenomenal.
Yeah, she's really good. I love looking at the arc of a person's life and their career and all that. And there's no way anybody had Opie being an Oscar-nominated director one day.
No.
That's awesome.
And wasn't he in like a John Wayne movie?
Yes,
like he was really,
Shane. He was in The Shootist.
Shootist. That's it.
I didn't mean to cut you off if you were going to say
that's
it.
Okay.
That's my favorite John Wayne movie. I think that's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah.
I personally like that's Jimmy Stewart. It's John Wayne's last movie, and so you got young Ron Howard in there. One of his last like real key acting roles. I feel like that is a perfect movie almost.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
The irony?
The ending. Oh, the ending with Wayne just... I love it.
Don't do that to me. I had to watch that for... I shouldn't say had to. I had the privilege of watching that for my religion in the movies class.
Oh, I could see that. Yes.
So that,
with
it
his
was,
character in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and just the whole arc of the movie. Well done.
Interesting. And now I got to go watch that. It's my mom's favorite actor, John Wayne, so I got to watch it with my mom. Roger Daltrey is 80 today.
What?
Man, we just keep getting hit by these things. Just feeling older and older with each one of these. Lead singer and songwriter of The Who. Great actor, too. Roger Daltrey doesn't get credit
Highlander
for
series.
Yeah.
Come on.
He was great in that. He has been a guest spot on The Simpsons many, many times. It's a wonderful voice.
He does.
Obviously singing voice he does, but even just his talking voice is really good. Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Harry Belafonte.
Aww.
Dale. Calispo King. The Banana Song. Come on, the body. Shake your body.
Oh, yes.
Immediately thinking of so much of it's one of the greatest things about songs in movies and TV shows. When a song that's old can get found by a new generation, like ours with Beetlejuice and the Deo song and all those and everything. I don't think many people would have known of Harry Belafonte without that.
Absolutely.
Also, amazing actor.
Oh,
amazing actor. Harry Belafonte was a full, I don't know how he wasn't used more. Like, he was so, he reminds me a little bit of, Wayne Brady in some ways.
Yeah.
Where you look at Wayne Brady and you're like, why aren't we using him more?
Exactly.
Like, he could do everything. Give him a role.
Please.
Get him working. Please. Yeah. Don't misuse these people. Like, let's put them to work and get some good work out of them. Harry Belafonte, an amazing actor. Let's see here. And Robert Conrad, born in this day in 1935. Yeah. Jim West on the Real Wild Wild West. And did the Ever Ready commercials for a long time. And the great Alan Thicke, born on this day in 1947, passed away way too dang young in 2016. Of course, Jason Seaver in Growing Pains. He and the man who wrote the theme song for Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
He did?
Yeah, yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, quite a versatile guy.
So that explains why his son went into the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A very musical family, apparently, mm-hmm. too. I don't think a lot of people would have known that if not for like not only him passing young, but his son and everything. Yeah. It's a shame. Alan Thicke was good.
He was.
Almost perfect TV dad.
Yeah.
Almost perfect TV dad. Let's see. Just a quick look at this weekend's birthdays. Luke Combs is going to be 34 tomorrow.
Oh.
He's a good one. Let's see here. Bryce Dallas Howard is 43 tomorrow. Oh, that's awesome. Rod Howard's daughter,
there
of course.
There you go, yep.
Claire in Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. She was in Terminator, The Lady in the Water. I wonder how that is to have your birthday right next to each other.
I don't know.
I would like that if my kid had their birthday right next to mine. I think that would be kind of cool. Rebel Wilson is 44 tomorrow.
Wow.
Good actor. She's good.
34?
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought her as 44. I wouldn't have thought that. No. Daniel Craig is 56. Most recent James Bond. Yep. The last one to play him so far. Mm-hmm. They have not announced I'm the next James Bond yet. I think
it's
got to
be Jane Bond.
I think that might actually be it. Yeah. I think you're going to see that. You're definitely going to see a different James Bond than you've ever seen before. And that's not just about representation. That's about storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they have to try everything. They haven't done certain things yet. So they got to try different things with that character to keep it alive, to keep it fresh, to keep young people from wanting to be interested in this character. So we'll see what they do with it. Daniel Craig knocked it out the park.
Oh,
he was great as James Bond. And he's a great actor. I don't think I've seen him really do bad work. He's solid.
Mm-hmm.
Some people no longer with us that would have been celebrating birthdays on Saturday. Mikhail Gorbachev, former Soviet president, born in 1931. Mm-hmm. And Lou Reed, born in 1942. And Karen Carpenter from The Carpenters, born in 1950. Desi Arnaz as well, born in 1917.
A
lot of them on there. And a quick glance at Sunday, just real fast here, because we got to get to our news. Jessica Biel is 42 on Sunday.
Oh.
Let's see here. Tone Loc is 58 on Sunday.
Oh.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee is 62 on Sunday as well. Ooh, God. Great athlete.
Oh,
what an amazingly fun athlete to watch.
She made the Olympics for several years.
Yes, yes. I cannot wait for another great set of Olympics this year and more great American athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of great Americans, I don't know, that was a segue. It was the closest I had to a segue. Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody celebrating out there. We wish you a great one.
Yes.
And one more time, our winner for the month of February's El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, Diane Blanchard.
Congratulations,
Diane. Congrats. We'll have this for you. Stick around, everybody. We not only got great news coming up for you, but we're going to make you a star of the day coming up right here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Beth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up at 424-2600 if you're using the Civic Media app. You're just a touch or two away, and we appreciate you downloading the app. You call up, you answer this right, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That's two adult meals, that's two kids meals, that's free Culvers.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a call from my agent.
All right. Sounds good.
She's looking to put work actors that want to work.
Good.
I am excited for this one. I think you guys are going to enjoy this. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Let us know what TV theme song this is from.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Would that be All in the Family?
Yes, it was. Yay. Nicely done. You knew that one right away, sir. You called in quick.
I kind of figured you'd be going for Happy Days.
Yeah, and I thought about
it.
I definitely, nicely done. I thought about going for Happy Days. I was going to. I'm doing something right now where I'm grabbing the TV theme song and then the show that spun off of it.
Okay.
So I had to grab All in the Family, and I think you might know what's coming next week. That's all right, though. We're just going to have some fun with this. Were you a fan of the show, sir?
Yeah, it was a good one.
That was a great classic. One of the top five, top 10 greatest shows of all time. It was a great, great show. What's your first name?
Wade.
Wade, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Wade, you calling us from Rapids?
Oakdale.
Oakdale, all right. Awesome. We don't get many winners out that way. That's awesome. Thank you for that, Dale. Thank you so much for listening, playing along. Mm-hmm. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. You're our star of the day.
Okay.
Thank you, Wade. That was awesome. Yeah, this is, I mean, Beth, I think when it comes to TV show theme songs, this has got to be top 10.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the greatest ever.
And again, it's one of those you hear it, you know exactly, you can see them at the piano, you know what they're doing.
Yeah. Carol O'Connor, one of the greatest, I mean, the greatest grump in TV history, one of the greatest lead roles ever. It's made so much by her performance.
Exactly. I was just going to say that Jean Stapleton is so underrated in that role.
She really is. Yeah. I mean, she's it's her work that really stands out. Of course, Sally Struthers, Rob Reiner, perfect cast, perfect show. And we're going to talk with Wade and let him know about being our newest star of the day. We'll let these lovely singers play us out. And we'll be back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O.L. us now red great. Those were the days.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Beth and James hanging out with you, getting you ready for the weekend. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. No rain today. Mm-mm. None but clear skies out there. You gotta like that. We love being able to announce winners, and a big shout out to Wade, being our newest star of the day. I love talking with Wade, and a longtime good fun listener. We appreciate you, Wade. Thanks so much for sticking around.
Yeah.
Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win our star of the day. Get yourself some free Culvers.
Yes.
It's not bad. Be listening every Friday for that. Right now, let's go ahead and go into this one, Beth. And We're still doing a lot of the meetings and a lot of those things, Zoom meetings, Skype meetings, all of that. That's not really going to go away. I think we're finding a good balance with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pandemic certainly kind of did the number on us when it comes to that. And you got a lot of people that are looking to be back in the office. And some businesses that just realized, hey, we're more efficient. We're able to do more by letting our people work from home and doing the Zoom meeting thing. But one thing that I think everybody feels from the top of the pyramid to down is getting a little zoned out in meetings. Many people don't know how to value a job. There's a benchmark for you. Value your job more if your day is not just an endless string of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that a lot of people would appreciate.
Yeah.
Researchers talked to workers about virtual meetings and found that the average American is able to handle a meeting for 26 minutes before falling asleep. That's it.
You have one job.
Stay away. But then it can go downhill fast. And by minute 27, you are zoning out and you are not even registering any information. That seems dramatic, but we've all sat down for a Zoom or a Skype meeting or something, or just a meeting in general, even if you're in person, and felt alert and motivated. You're ready to go. And then, like, you know, a couple minutes pass by. You're like, okay, still momentum, still momentum. And then, like, 20 minutes, half an hour go by, and you are just done.
Yep.
You're done. 32% of people who do virtual meetings say that they experience screen fatigue, and 40% say that their eye health is deteriorating. Now, this is interesting to me because something that we've studied for years at Second City and some of the other teaching I do, teaching on the side as well. And we do a lot of it on Skype and Zoom. And so I've studied this and I've looked into it because I felt like I couldn't reach my students. I wasn't getting complaints, but I felt bad. I felt like I was wasting their time, basically. And I wasn't really hitting the mark. It wasn't getting through to them and everything. So how do I do that? How do I get through? Well, wait a minute. Our classes are an hour, 2 hours sometimes. And most of the people we're dealing with are 17, 18, 19-year-olds and stuff. And why don't we cut this down to a half an hour? Why don't we just cut out the middleman, cut out this, cut out that, no break, straight at it, let's go.
Okay.
And while I can't say that the school I do work for does a lot of that, me and my fellow teacher Brian that do a lot of side teaching, that's what we've done, and we've seen a lot of success with that.
Oh, excellent.
I say this about coaching all the time in sports, and yes, I did bring it back to sports. A good coach, the greatest coaches of all time, don't just say, this is my playbook, this is the way I do things, you adapt to me.
Right.
The smart coaches, the smart guys, the great brains in sports realize, I've got this talent, I'm gonna work my playbook to their skill set.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna highlight the things that they're good at. That's all employment. All
right.
Employment is that. From the smallest to the top of the level, whatever field you're talking about, that's key in life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. We look at our students, we look at what they need, and we adapt our teaching schedule to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked out like incredibly. They're registering this stuff so much more. They're so engaged. Half the time we're staying a little late in class because they ask us to, because
right.
they have follow-up questions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened before.
Ah.
I think this is a great, like, I usually rip on these things. and we will still. Hang on. We will. Because that's our job.
Right.
We're a morning show.
For.
We're supposed
yeah.
to make comedy here. But I really hope that businesses, all businesses in all fields are noticing this.
Yeah.
Anything after a half an hour, you're losing people. And you can make the argument anything after 15 minutes you are. Meetings are important.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is everything, and no
mm-hmm.
matter what the field you're in. But too much is also important.
It's like music. You have to have a breath. You can't
mm-hmm.
just keep going and going and going, because then you're not going to have anything to give. So having moments to be able to just pause and refresh and then come back to it, never a bad thing. And if you can do it in smaller segments, you're more productive.
Yeah. Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind? Hello. We keep getting hung up on
Aww.
Here. What's going on? We're getting prank called here. We're gonna be, you know, usually a prank call, you say something. You
right.
don't just hang up on
right.
the. But you're doing this wrong. As somebody who used to do that, I'll tell you, you've got to actually, like, hey, is your refrigerator running? You've got to at least say something.
I'm gonna pull that whole Johnny Carson thing
with the envelope on the head.
All right. We're doing phenomenal. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate how great you think we are.
Love
we are.
You.
Nice callback. We get this with students too, and
mm-hmm.
we don't do this enough. I think in grade school and high school, and that we are trying to cram so much information in them and get them to learn so much. We have to be smart about how we do this.
Well, and we've been conditioned. If you think about television shows and you think about movies, how quickly scenes pass from one to the other. We're used to constant news stimulation and information and things like that. So our attention spans have gone down
mm-hmm.
because we've been conditioned that this is how life moves. But when we sit down in a business meeting, that's not how business meetings move.
Right, right.
So trying to figure out ways to keep it engaging and to keep doing things, and even maybe say, okay, we're going to take a break. Everybody turn off your cameras, turn off your microphones, go walk around for 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and regroup.
There is such a thing as too much.
Yeah.
There is such a thing as too much information or too much communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's weird to say, but you can overdo things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want the most out of your employees or your students or whatever the case might be, you've got to work towards what works with them.
Right.
It's not bending. It's not being soft. It's smart. It's intelligent to work with what you have. That's not the idea of my way or the highway or something. That doesn't work anymore,
mm-hmm.
man. You're going to be on your own
mm-hmm.
with that.
And moderation in all things.
Yes.
I mean, we're seeing, according to this study, there are physiological consequences to having to be on a screen for that amount of time.
As somebody who is borderline addicted to knowledge
mm-hmm.
and loves learning, it keeps me up. Like,
yeah.
literally keeps me up. I will be up researching. I was last night double-checking and my questions for Representative Krug today, who's going to join us in Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it, something that tees me off into this and sends me down this article. And before I know it, it's 3 a.m. and I've been reading and reading and reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I love doing that. And I love being up at night. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I like being awake and researching and do all this stuff. And I wake up in the morning and I can't remember why I don't remember anything. what's going on?
Yeah.
It's because my brain is not able to take in new information because
mm-hmm.
I'm not sleeping enough and letting my receptors rest and relax
mm-hmm.
and take in new info. That's these Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing.
Well,
you're
looking at the screen is having an effect on our vision.
Yeah.
more and more people are going to end up in glasses or in stronger prescriptions for their glasses if we keep going this way.
If you really want your employees or your students or anybody to learn these things or to get better at what they do, which I would think is the job of all management and all ownership and teachers and all that, you've got to learn these. You've got to understand this stuff. And, okay, I got 50 hours worth of information I want them to have, but I got to get it to them right.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do it in little inserts and segments and everything.
And this is all through Zoom. This is online stuff.
Yeah.
There is something to be said about having personal one-on-one contact.
Yeah.
Being physically in the same space, you listen differently.
Yeah, you just
than
do.
When you're on a device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think in person, it might be a different ball game as far as how long meetings last.
Right.
And that.
Absolutely.
But as far as on the Zoom stuff and that, you can really overdo it with employees.
Mm-hmm.
You can really you can get meeting fatigue on a Monday and realize all week long you've got more and more meetings.
Yep.
And even if you love what you do, even if you love your coworkers and all that, it could be too much.
Mm-hmm.
And for ownership and businesses and teachers, that the education section has to figure those things out, has to figure out what works best for your base. I don't think there's a blanket approach that works for everybody.
Mm-mm.
You got to figure that out. Fashion tends to be a bit of a blanket thing where this will look good on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
No, not
no,
me.
No.
Not me, though.
No. I think what they need to start doing is every so often share your screen and have it be just this comic strip or something.
Yes,
you know, something unexpected. All of a sudden, boom, there it is. Wait, what was that?
I like that.
Are people paying attention?
That. Oh, yeah. That's a good way to keep the screen, all of that interesting and fresh. Keeping things interesting and fresh, fashion always does. If you want to be cool, you've got to act like you just don't care. But only to a point, because, of course, you care because you want to be cool.
There you go, yeah.
Zara is now selling women's jeans that look like they've been balled up in the corner of your bedroom for a month. They're called wrinkle effect jeans. Yeah. You can't iron the wrinkles out. They're supposed to look like that. And when you say wrinkly, we mean every square inch of them. Social media is having a field day with these. Comments like, the jeans I forgot I had when I find them at the bottom of of my wardrobe. And one person joked, who hates folding laundry somebody came up with this, who hates folding laundry. I like that. And it stops being funny when you go on their website and see that there were $70.
Hey.
And it gets even weirder when you see that a few of the sizes are already sold out. So I'm going to try to show Beth a picture of these here. I don't know how well this is going to do, but I think you can kind of picture it in your head.
Oh, my goodness. It's like you have wet jeans.
Yeah.
Not dry jeans.
Yeah.
Wet jeans that you have balled up and thrown somewhere, and they've become stiff. I think the person that came up with that didn't want to do laundry or just wanted to look acceptable because they always had wrinkled jeans. And, well, hey, if we make this a thing.
I wonder if there's this part of it too, Beth. If there's a part of the fashion industry or maybe even just this fashion designer that's sitting back and just kind of like, watch what I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if this will work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if people will pay $70 for wrinkled jeans. I'm just going to see, just for the heck of it. Hey, you remember some years back when I said that they'd never pay money for ripped jeans? They did. Let's go ahead and see if they'll pay money for this. Next, they're going to be selling you jeans. Nothing. Like, it's just the hanger. It's just the hanger.
Invisi-jeans.
Yeah, Invisi-jeans. or jeans that we haven't even made yet.
I'm going to completely throw them under the bus, go to Goodwill, buy a pair of jeans, wet them, ball them, put them underneath something, and then 2 weeks later go back and wear them. You now have your $70 pair of jeans for, what, $2?
There you go. We just saved you like at least $60 right there. Just $60. Nicely done.
We're here for you.
I completely agree with this. When people take shots at my industry and say, you know, Hollywood and movie industry, TV industry need to come up with new stuff, I agree. They need new material. What about the fashion industry,
though?
Well,
there's a difference between coming up with new stuff and just simply trying to sell something to get more money. This is simply trying to sell stuff to
feels
get more
like
money.
It. Feels like it. Yeah, that feels like a hustle if I've ever saw one. Yeah. We will take a quick time out. We're going to come back with a bunch of fun for you in the 9 o'clock hour here on The Morning Show at WFHR.